I would like to welcome you, Hannah Moses, cellist of the Callisto Quartet, to Classical WMUK to preview your appearances at the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck. Thank you for chatting with me today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Where do I find you currently? I assume you're not in Michigan quite yet.
Not quite yet, although I'm pretty close by. I'm currently in Stowe, Ohio, visiting some family over the summer. So not too far.
Is this a smart time for me to segue to Cleveland and the Cleveland Institute, where Callisto kind of came together? Is that correct?
Yeah, we met at the Cleveland Institute of Music and started playing together about 5 years ago. So we love Cleveland. It's really been sort of our home base. And we're happy to sort of be back in the Midwest area.
Is it hard for a cellist to find a string quartet to play with, or are cellists often approached to play in different, you know, startup groups?
You know, that's a great question. For my quartet, it was sort of a mutual, all of us coming together. CIM is a relatively small school, so we all knew of each other at the school, although we didn't know each other super well when we started playing together. But we knew that each one of us was very serious about pursuing chamber music as a career and taking quartet really, really seriously. And trying to get as much out of it as possible. So for me, I certainly feel that I got very, very lucky in finding three other people who shared my values and wanted to do the same thing that I had always wanted to do. So very lucky.
I feel like performers who are in study mode are still developing and still changing and maybe haven't quite formed their, their musical identity, so as it were. How has it been? Do you feel like you've learned things about yourself and about your quartet mates over the last 5 years?
Yeah, that's another really great question. I do feel like over the past 5 years, my own playing has developed a lot. And I really think a lot of that is due to my colleagues in the quartet. You know, we spend so much time together and they hear me more than anybody else. And so I feel like together the four of us have really developed sort of our own group sound, but also our playing has developed, our individual playing has developed as a result of spending so much time around each other and sort of talking about a lot of musical ideas and talking about a lot of, you know, values that we have musically, and sort of developing our personal voices as an ensemble and also individually.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It would be really valuable to have someone say, "Do you have to do it that way?" When you weren't when you weren't even thinking about it. It's like, "No, that's what I want to do. I don't know."
Yeah, that happens.
There are so many stories about quartets and the relationship within, very, very tight and intimate at times. could you talk about Yale Coming Calling?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are very excited to be moving sort of in the middle of the process of moving to New Haven, Connecticut, where we will be the Fellowship Quartet in residence at Yale. We're really, really excited to be there. We will be mentored by the Brentano Quartet, and as well, we will be coaching ourselves. We will be coaching undergrad ensembles at Yale. So we're very excited to be there. We love the Brentano Quartet, and we're really excited to be doing quite a bit of teaching this year at Yale as well.
Wow. So this kind of program you can't just fly in every so often. You plan to be intensively on the ground on campus at Yale.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Well, I wish you well. Does it start in the fall?
Yes, starts in September.
Oh, it makes me think of the year that wasn't.
Yeah.
What kind of existential crisis did it bring on with the Callisto Quartet?
Well, we were very lucky. We were based in Houston all throughout the pandemic, and we were luckier than many of our friends and colleagues in other quartets who maybe were scattered kind of throughout the country or in places like New York City, where it's a lot harder to kind of find places to convene. So for us, we were very fortunate to be sort of our own quartet pod right from the start of the pandemic. So we kind of quarantined together. We had, we would rehearse at our apartments. They were luckily big enough to accommodate that. And we sort of kept each other motivated. I really think if I didn't have the quartet, it would be really, really difficult to maintain motivation sort of in such an isolating time. So we
Sanity.
were really lucky to keep working on a lot of projects and be together during that time.
Yeah, very fortunate. If you've just tuned in, my guest is Hannah Moses, the cellist of the Callisto Quartet, and I'm starting to scratch my head and go, "Wow, Houston, Cleveland, Yale. What brings you to Saugatuck? What's the connection there?"
Well, it's actually kind of a cool connection. Jenny Walvoord, who of course runs the festival, actually had recently moved down to this neck of the woods in Ohio, where I am right now. And her daughter, Kate, started studying violin with my mom, who is a violin teacher. And so they became connected, and as a result, I sort of became connected with Jenny as well. And we were supposed to come out to Saugatuck last summer, but of course, the pandemic hit and everything sort of, blew up a little bit. So we are really, really excited to be going there in person this year, and giving an actual live concert. So that's really exciting.
That's a wonderful personal connection. And for listeners who are interested in the series, which has been going on for 31 seasons, I believe, it's saugatuckmusic.org. And you'll be performing two concerts, one for young listeners and one for all ages, as it were. Let's finish up by discussing how you thought about these programs and what kind of music you thought would appeal in each case. We are talking about July 18th, Sunday. The first concert is for young listeners at 3 o'clock. How did you approach that?
So we really feel we really feel in the quartet that the music that we feel really strongly about and really love to play can really be applied to all ages. We think that sort of in the right context and with the right background and talking through some of these pieces, really kids love listening to this music and adults love listening to this music. So we have a really sunny sort of program for these concerts. For the young listeners, I think we'll be collaborating with some arts as well and doing some cool projects. But we will be playing a really lovely program of Haydn String Quartet Opus 20 Number 1, which is a very early string quartet of Haydn. And it's just like a really lovely, really fun kind of light work. And then we will be following that with Beethoven's Opus 59 Number 3 String Quartet, which has a really, really fun and exciting finale that everybody loves. It's such a crowd pleaser, and it's one of our very, very favorite pieces. So it's kind of like a really nice sort of happy program after such a year of, not a lot of happiness and live concerts. So sort of encapsulates the joy that we feel in being able to play this music live.
That's marvelous. I mean, from Haydn saying basically, "Well, I think I'm going to invent the string quartet
Right,
right
exactly.
now. Let's see how it goes." To Beethoven having learned from Haydn, and then just like, "No, I'm pushing this much, much farther."
Yeah, it's a really wonderful lineage to sort of bring across. So,
Excellent.
yeah, it's a fun program.
So that's at 3 o'clock, and that could easily be a full-on evening concert level of program. So, is that this? Are you going to do that again at 7?
Yes, we will be doing that again at 7. And both concerts, we hope to have it be very interactive with our audiences. All ages are welcome to attend both concerts. As I said, there will be some fun art projects at the Young Listeners concert. So that will be really exciting as well. But yeah, we will be playing the Haydn and Beethoven later on at the 7 p.m. concert as well. And we'll be talking a little bit about those pieces, of course, and hopefully interacting with the audience as well.
Is it interesting for you to compare your instrument's writing? I know that Haydn, you know, laid back on asking the cello to do a whole lot in those early works. Beethoven knew some terrific cellists, I think, and just started going bananas. So is it fun for you to see, to compare and contrast?
It is, yeah. I think it's really cool for all four of us, definitely, to see how the writing progresses from very early Haydn to sort of the middle Beethoven period. I know for my part in particular, we don't certainly think of early Haydn as being terribly virtuosic for the cello, but there are certainly some more virtuosic moments. And for early string quartet writing, this was quite remarkable. And this is one of the big points about the Opus 20 Haydn set of string quartets, is that it becomes more virtuosic than anything people had written up until that point. So Haydn was, in his own way, really pushing the boundaries and sort of experimenting with this form and creating it into the form that Beethoven then took, and of course created such a wide range with all the instruments. So definitely in the Beethoven, you will see a lot of virtuosity and flash from all four instruments. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun to play.
Hannah, great to catch up with your quartet and the programs for the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck. Details are at saugatuckmusic.org. How do we find Callisto online?
You can find us at our website, callistoquartet.com, and we are also on Instagram and Facebook at Callisto Quartet.
Are you looking forward to any other summer concerts this summer?
Well, we are actually giving a little send-off concert sort of in Cleveland, actually, a couple days before we head to Saugatuck. That's coming up pretty soon here. So we're excited. We always love coming back to Cleveland. As I said, it's kind of a home to us. And so we are looking forward to sharing this music here. And then, we are looking forward to moving to New Haven.
I shouldn't push. You're already doing a whole lot, but have you all chosen repertoire for a recording project in the future?
That will be to be determined. Okay. In the future. It's something we're very much talking about, but yes, in the future, to be determined.
Well, in the future, I hope you come back to Michigan. It's been great to talk to you, Hannah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.